Now that they all will return to work on Wednesday after the summer break, the political parties are continuing their pre-Dáil meetings in the run-up. Fianna Fáil will meet over the next 2 days in Cork. Gavin will be there with the Taoiseach on tomorrow's programme. Today in Dublin, People Before Profit Solidarity are meeting, and it's TD for Dublin South West. Paul Murphy is with us in studio. Good morning, you're very welcome.
Good morning.
So what will your focus be on for this term coming up?
I mean, we're facing what is probably the most right-wing government, certainly in my political life, between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael.
Right-wing?
Yes, and the Lowry group. They are preparing in terms of housing to make the situation much, much worse, with over 5,000 children homeless. That is going to soar as they rip up the tenant in situ protection, as they prepare to allow rents to rise even faster than they're currently rising. On cost of living, you have an absolute crisis for families, 40% of families having to cut down on their own meals in order for children to be able to eat in one of the richest countries in the world. And you have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of children being failed by the state in various different ways, sitting on waiting lists for therapies, going past the legal limit in terms of assessment of needs, not having appropriate school places. And so what we need to do is to build a movement of resistance on all of these issues now to fight for change, and prepare to say we need a very different government, a government that doesn't serve the interests of those who are profiteering from the cost of living crisis, those who are profiteering from the health crisis, those who are profiting from the housing crisis, but instead serves the interests of ordinary people. We need to have a left government and we need to take steps in that direction.
Well, that translates into having a left alliance, doesn't it?
Exactly. I mean,
and it has never happened for a general election. Will it happen before the next one?
I think it can, and from our point of view, it must. And I think it's one of the reasons why Catherine Connolly's campaign for president is so important. I'm very hopeful now that Sinn Féin will come on board and we will therefore
why do you think that? Because all the talk, at least at the moment, is that they're going to run their own candidate.
Just from watching the news and my own assessment, obviously 100% respect their decision. But I think if they do come in behind Catherine, well, then we're going to have a very broad left campaign for president, which is clearly positioned against Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, against their agenda to tear up what is left of our neutrality, for example. Someone who has a record as a principled voice for peace and for people's welfare.
Have Sinn Féin met her yet?
I don't know if they have or haven't. But so far, what we're seeing, because of the left coalescing around Catherine Connolly, huge numbers of people, thousands and thousands of people who are not involved in any political party have volunteered for this campaign. We have a real people's movement from below. And I think you get the sense from this how you could have a left alliance for the next election.
But if they run their own candidate, it's splitting the left vote again.
But then hopefully, I mean, we have a single transferable vote. If Sinn Féin do run a candidate, I would hope that there would be a very high rate of transfer between Sinn Féin candidate and Catherine Connolly. And if you look at the opinion polls, if you combine the support for Mary Lou McDonald, who obviously now is not running, and Catherine Connolly, that puts you in the high 30%. And I think with the kind of ground game that our campaign is going to be able to wage, I have every confidence that we can push that up into the 40s and heading towards victory. This is winnable. People have seen the impact of having Michael D. Higgins in the presidency. We understand it's not the government, it isn't determining policy. But in the context of a world moving to the right, having someone who's speaking out against the genocide in Gaza, in defence of neutrality, on the housing crisis, has been important. And I think people can see that Catherine would continue in that vein.
Do you think she was right to facilitate the former journalist and conspiracy theorist Gemma O'Doherty's nomination for the presidency in 2018?
Well, I think she's given her own reasons for that, and certainly she said she wouldn't do it again if confronted now. Obviously,
but should she have done it then? I mean, there was pretty much a deal of evidence available at the time to suggest Gemma O'Doherty's mindset.
I mean, I think Gemma O'Doherty was on a trajectory from being a respected journalist for the Sunday Independent, having done important investigative journalism, towards being a right-wing conspiracy theorist, an advocate of all sorts of crazy conspiracy theories.
Catherine Connolly hasn't said she regrets doing it. Do you think it was a wrong decision for her?
I mean, she has given her own explanation. For us, what we're focused on is like a key issue in this presidential election is going to be the issue of neutrality. We have a Fianna Fáil candidate who seems to think that Israel's so-called military objectives in Gaza are in some legitimate.
We've said that, but we're talking about Catherine Connolly's, but, I suppose, her... was she correct? Was it the wrong move, in your view, to allow Gemma O'Doherty's nomination?
I'm focused on this presidential campaign. I'm focused on Catherine's long, long record of being a principled voice for oppressed people, for
that's
workers.
It's her judgment, though, that's in question here.
But I've worked alongside Catherine for, at this stage, a long time in the Dáil, and I'm very, very impressed by her judgment, by her independence of mind, and from her consistent opposition to the positions of the political establishment, which have got us to a point whereby, yes, we're one of the richest countries in the world, and yes, you have just crisis after crisis everywhere. And I think this presidential election will partly be a referendum on the government. Mm-hmm. I mean, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are very, very eager, clearly, to get the presidency back into their own safe hands, people declaring themselves as centrist, which just means they'll nod along with whatever the government does. And the idea of having a principled left socialist in the presidency, I think, is very attractive to a lot of people. And that's why so many people are donating and volunteering for the campaign.
We have a couple of minutes left. I want to talk to you about the another issue of the moment. Politicians of all political shades have been the targets of some really vile abuse in recent years. Simon Harris, the most high profile at the moment. You and your family have also been targeted. I'm just wondering, can legislators, can regulators even do anything realistically to stop these types of threats online?
I mean, it's horrendous what is happening. It's horrendous to see the threats against Simon Harris's family in particular, and any public figure, regardless of their beliefs. I think it is important that as public figures, as politicians, that we recognise that while a lot of coverage can sometimes be given to threats against us, there are vulnerable people in society who are having more and more threats against them, or who are having physical violence against them, which often is kind of less reported. And just be aware that while when threats come in against us, it can be a big story. I mean, there was an Indian man who was attacked 300, 400 metres from my house over the course of the summer. And I think what happened in response to that is a good indication of what needs to happen, which was that there was a big mobilisation of ordinary people, white Irish people, Indian migrants, people of colour, all coming out together in Tala in big, big numbers to say, this is not what we stand for. And I think that's kind of what needs to happen on a cross-country national level. There's a major carnival against racism, against fascism, taking place Saturday week, 1 o'clock at the Garden of Remembrance. And I think we need to push these hateful elements back. They are a small minority. They're feeling emboldened at the moment. And that's why it's very important that, for example, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions is supporting. This is a workers' rights issue. I do think there are things we can do in the Dáil. I mean, we have a bill to shut down recommender algorithms for young people. The figures are horrifying. If you set up a random account as a 16-year-old boy, within half an hour, you will be fed toxic masculinity content. If you're a girl, you'll be fed content promoting eating disorders. So shutting them down, and then for adults, turning them off by default and allowing adults to turn them on with their own free choice.
Okay. I just want to ask you finally, if you don't mind, usually at this time of the year, it's your colleague Richard Boyd-Barrett who's in chatting to us before the start of the new Dáil term. He announced earlier this year he's being treated for cancer. How is he doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's been tough for Richard. We've all been inundated by support for him and well wishes. He's through his treatment and is recovering. He doesn't have the all clear yet either way. That takes a bit of time, but he's getting through it. He's in better condition than he was a couple of months ago, and we're certainly hoping that he'll be back in the Dáil before the end of the year.
Well, that's good news. We wish him well. Thank you very much for coming in this morning. People Before Profit, Solidarity, TD for Dublin Southwest, Paul Murphy. It's 5 to 9.